Hi, everyone. The sexy audio that you're about to listen to was inspired by a naughty picture that was submitted in our Discord Pick of the Month contest. I've seen this picture before, actually. I've seen the video clip that it goes with, too. It's actually one of my all-time favorite Dorcel clips. So I have to admit that the audio kind of follows that hot wife, shared wife or girlfriend kind of theme. But if you know anything about me by now, you know I just love that. So I hope you enjoy it. If you're listening to this on Discord, you can probably find this winning pick right here above where I've posted this audio. And if you're a Patreon subscriber and listening to this audio there, you can find the picture in Discord, of course. And I will also be posting it in the Dropbox library. For those of you on Patreon, I kind of had a similar themed audio, or at least a couple of them out this month. So I apologize for maybe flooding you with this theme, but the naughty men of Discord have spoken, and hopefully you'll enjoy the hell out of it. I know I did. And I'm right in on the deadline tonight, I'll tell you. So the June submissions for next month's audio are closed, but the voting will begin shortly, and you can check that out in Discord as well. Thanks for all of you for submitting some amazing picks. I truly enjoy those. Oh, that's enough from me. How about you? Unzip, relax, and listen to this naughty tale. Oh, I should have been so pissed off at you, babe. What kind of slut did you think I am? Taking me to this, what, swingers party? Orgy? What the fuck is this? 1 minute I'm sitting having a casual conversation with some of the men from your work. The next minute, some slut is riding a dick right beside me. And at first, I thought you were going to be as appalled as I was, and that we'd make our excuses and get the hell out of here. But one look at your face, and I knew I was wrong. I'd been set up. You planned this. And not just you. I took a look around the room, and I noticed then that there were hardly any women at this party, babe. Maybe one or two others, and all the men were staring at me, as if gauging my reaction to the fucking that was going on right beside me. I got really nervous all of a sudden, and I don't know why I didn't ask you to take me home right then. Maybe it was your hand rubbing my shoulder softly. Maybe it was the hungry look in your eyes, I don't know. And then I felt your lips against my ear, whispering, "Come on, babe. You gotta admit that's fucking hot. Look at her riding his cock. Look how wet she's getting his dick. I bet that big dick feels so good in her tight hole. Jesus, I never heard you talk like that before. Not that we didn't do dirty things, but this, shit, this was something else. But I had to admit, it was fucking hot. My pussy was getting wet just watching it. And I felt your hand cut my tit over my dress, start fondling me. Again, I could have just batted it away, but instead I looked around the room at the men. Oh, some of them were rubbing their cocks over their pants, watching you. No, they weren't watching you. They were watching me. Just waiting to see what I would do. And the man beside me, who was getting his dick pounded by that tight pussy riding him. He reached up to and cupped my other tit, started squeezing my nipple through my pretty black dress. Oh, and as soon as he did, he whispered in my ear, "Feels good, doesn't it, babe? Having another man's hands on you." Shit. I didn't know what to do. I started thinking, maybe this is some sort of test. Maybe it's a setup. Maybe I'm supposed to be outraged. I just couldn't bring myself to be, though. Outrage was actually one of the furthest things from my mind. Not that I was thinking clearly. Just having all these men watching me and feeling that man's hands on me. You pulling my dress down and exposing my tit to everyone. Just making me too horny to think. I could hear the little slut moaning more and more. She started riding him faster. His hands were cupping her abs. I could see his fingers flexing on her ass cheeks and... Fuck, they were close. It's just something you instinctively know. Especially being that close. It's almost like I was part of the action. Part of their fucking. He leaned in again to my ear and asked me if I wanted to see him come inside her. Oh, fuck yeah, I did. And I nodded so fast. That was my answer. Hell yes, I wanted to see that. And you told me to tell him. Tell him to fill her up. He wants to hear that. It'll make him come so hard. I thought you were joking. But the words just tumbled out of my mouth. I looked at him, kind of both watching his face and watching his wet cock slide in and out of her at the same time. And then I smiled at him and said, "Come in her. Oh, fill her up. Please." Oh my god. Oh, he lost it then. So did she. She threw her head back and started moaning. I saw him grab her ass really tight. Just grunting as he pumped a hot load of cum in that little slut. Shit. Fuck, I was trembling. You could feel it. He could feel it. You had the biggest smile on your face. And I'll admit, so did I. It's kind of empowering. Telling him to come inside her and having him explode. Being so close to the edge, it's almost like he was waiting for my permission to fill her. Then they stood up. I could see her pussy just dripping with his cum. His cock nice and wet, and he went over to one of the other women in the room. She started cleaning him off. I was still amazed at what I had just saw, but I didn't have more than a few seconds to register it all before another sexy man had taken the seat beside me. His cock was out. He was stroking it. Oh, fuck, it was so fucking big, babe. And I felt your hand slide from my shoulder very slowly up to the base of my neck. Your lips against my ear whispered, "Go on, baby. Suck a stick. I know you want to." And I could feel ever so slight pressure of your hand against the back of my neck, urging my head forward and down. Oh, even if I wanted to, I couldn't resist. This cock was so fucking hard. I just had to, babe. Once I wrapped my lips around his cock, I didn't want to let go. Oh, you didn't seem to want me to get off of him either. Your head was in my hair, pushing me up and down on his dick. It's almost as if you loved this as much as I did. And I can feel you slipping up my dress over my thigh, grabbing one of my legs, right under my knee, sliding it up. Oh, and I was kind of half laying down on the couch now between the two of you, my mouth on this strange man's dick, my legs spread wide, and of course you fucking made me promise not to wear panties tonight. I thought you were just being your regular naughty self. Meanwhile, you knew this was gonna happen. You knew at some point in the night, you'd be spreading me open, basically showing every fucking man in the room my pussy. And I felt your fingers slide inside me. Oh, fuck, that felt so good. I'm so fucking wet. I started moaning around his dick, wanting you to stop, totally embarrassed of how fucking wet I was by being a slut like this, sucking another man off and letting you open me up and finger me. Fuck. And I couldn't stop, babe, I couldn't. I actually sucked him harder and faster. All I wanted to take his cum. I wanted to taste him in my mouth. Oh, that was you pushing me down deeper on this cock, making me take him in my throat. Oh my god. Oh fuck, like that too. Next thing I know, he was popping off right in my mouth, filling me up with that cum. Swallow it yet. Show it to me. I want to see his cum in your mouth. I took all of it. Oh, every drop. I just held it there in my mouth and looked back at you and opened wide. Oh my god. Oh god, there was a lot. Started dripping out. Oh god, I had to catch it with my fingers and push it back inside. Oh god, it's good. And just as I was about to swallow, babe, you told me to show all the men, everyone in the fucking room, and god, I almost forgot about them. I was just lost in the feel of you fingering me and his cock in my mouth. And I looked at the room and there were so many men stroking, watching me. Fuck, it was empowering. I felt amazing. And so I just showed off my mouth full of that cum with pride. Oh god. I actually liked the way it dripped down my chin and onto my tits. And then I heard you tell me to swallow it for them, but I did. I swallowed that whole fucking big load in one gulp, babe. Then you made me open wide again for all the men to show them. God, everything went crazy after that. I saw you crook your finger at the men, beckoning them over. And four or five of them got up at once and rushed to where we were. They were just everywhere. Oh, their hands all over me. One of them taking over, fingering my pussy. Oh, another one groping my tits, and one of them rubbing his cock on my face, telling me to open up again. Oh, he's got another cock I can taste tonight. Oh, babe, I think I swallowed the loads from, god, like, half of the men at the party, and the other half. Oh, I filled my pussy up with cum. I couldn't believe that either. You were the one who actually told me to stand up, bend over, and suck one of the guys off while he was sitting on the couch. And I thought those were your hands, grabbing my hips, pulling me backwards. Thought it was the head of your dick, sliding up and down my wet slit. Oh, but the minute that first strange cock started pushing inside me, fuck. Fuck, I knew that wasn't you, babe. Then you appeared, right on the other side of the couch, watching me suck one guy while getting fucked by the other, telling me how fucking pretty I looked, telling me how proud of me you were, how fucking hard this was making you. At one point, when I looked up at you, you just had to grab the back of my head and slide your cock in, shoot a load in my mouth, and not only once. You filled my mouth up several times, watching me get fucked by them, and suck them, and stroke them. I barely remember getting to the car, and I think I must have fallen asleep on the way home. We were quiet. We didn't say a word to each other while we got ready for bed. When you slipped in, you snuggled in beside me. Still so quiet. I wondered what was going on in that head of yours. Were you upset with me now? Because I behaved like a fucking greedy slut tonight. And I did. Fuck, by the end of the night, I was begging more cocks to feed me and fuck me. Shit, I felt so bad now. Like I'd embarrassed you in some way or disappointed you or cheated on you. You didn't look at one of those other women at the party. You were so focused on me. It's like you were enjoying this as much as I was, but maybe that was just my horny mind mixing everything up, and now I didn't know what to say. Thank goodness you broke the silence. You kind of tilted my chin up to you so I could look you in the eyes, and you asked me if I was okay, if my pussy was still sore, and I was too embarrassed to admit that my pussy felt amazing. Yeah, it was a little sore, but fuck, I liked that. Reminded me of how well fucked I was tonight. So I just kind of shook my head slowly. And in that moment, I knew everything was going to be okay with us, babe. Because your eyes lit up. You tried to hide your excitement, but it was there. It was almost like I could feel it. Feel you just get instantly aroused. The wild look of desire in your eyes. And I knew you wanted to fuck me. Yeah, maybe part of the question was concern for my well-being. But truly, the reason you asked if my pussy was sore is because you wanted to fuck it. You wanted to feel what they did to me, didn't you? I looked at you, and I smiled, and I said, oh, baby, I lied. My pussy is sore, and wet, and sticky, and full of their cum. I want you to feel it. And the next moment, I was climbing on top of you, sliding my wet, slick, cum-soaked pussy down on your cock. Oh, fuck. Yes, it was fucking sore, but oh, God. Oh, fuck, you never felt so good inside me, babe. You went wild. I've never felt you grab my hips so hard or buck up into me so fast or so many fucking dirty things come out of your mouth at once. Oh, God. You came so fucking hard, so fucking fast. Oh, you would think coming that fucking fast would be unsatisfying, but oh my God, babe. Oh, fuck. Fuck. My pussy's never loved your cock more than in that moment. Squeezing you so tight. Feeling you fill me up. Feeling your cum pumping deep inside me, squishing theirs out of me as you filled it up. Shit. Oh my God. I think that was the best fucking sex we've ever had. God, you might have even passed out for a second there. It's like you saw stars. And when you could open your eyes and focus on me again, we just looked at each other and laughed. Oh, and I laid my head on your chest, and God, I could hear you whisper the sweetest things, such polar opposite things to the dirty things you were just grunting out as you pumped me full of cum. It's so amazing. And in that moment, I knew I'd never be letting you go, babe. You are just the perfect man for a slut like me.